This is the BBC.
It's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On the show today, another one of our Christmas traditions. Chris has bought a present for my mum. I've done the same for his. We both have no idea what the gifts are. Then we call them, but when we speak to our own mum, we have to say the present is from their son. It's the worst. I'm issuing a cringe warning right now. I'm hoping I can continue my winning streak on bangers. And Chris is not on the show tomorrow, so for a change, he's chosen someone to take his place. It's one of three people, and they're all on the line.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
You were really stressing me out after the show last night, mate.
Why?
The present talk.
Yeah, I've got to do that tonight, really.
Right, well, you're not on tomorrow.
I'm not on tomorrow, and I won't be able to get to the shops tomorrow. I suppose there's Saturday, actually, isn't there? And what is the rule this year with Sunday shopping? I assume it's on, isn't it? When's Christmas Day?
I think
Monday.
It is, yeah. Actually, you could do it. You could do it Sunday. What I have to do every year, I hope you don't mind me saying this, is I have to basically pick Chris's presents for all his family. And that was happening last night because I was like, well, what are you going to get so-and-so? I don't know. What are you going to get so-and-so? I don't know. Your mum? Don't know. Dad? Don't know. So I actually went online and screenshotted stuff that Chris should get.
So we're pretty much there, actually. It's just physically buying them.
Because I've sent you some photos. Oh, it stresses me out so
I don't
much.
Know why it stresses you out, because it doesn't stress me out at all.
So relaxed?
Presents will be given on Christmas Day.
Every year this is the same. It never changes. And then he was like, I could do it online. Do you remember we were like looking through Amazon? Arrives after Christmas.
My favourite was I wanted to put in a couple of orders on there. And it said, what was the phrase, Scott? It was like, should arrive between... And then get this for a date if you're trying to get this in time for Christmas. 23rd to the 27th of December.
Yeah.
What a gamble that is.
Could arrive before Christmas. Like,
I love that. Estimated arrival, 23rd to the 27th. So could get there before Christmas. But could get there after Christmas.
It's a gamble.
As well.
It's a gamble.
It's quite a fun game.
Right. Something really cringe coming up at 1:40. I'm issuing a high cringe alert for you now because it's the time of year where me and Chris buy presents for each other's mum.
Yeah.
But we have to tell our mums that the present is from their son.
So it's always really tricky because they go to the tree and they think it's from their relevant son. We could just one year do each other a favour and just buy nice things for each other's mums.
Not that fun on the radio.
And it could just, it could be nice and Christmassy.
Okay. That's coming up at 1:40. Brace everybody.
Scott Mills.
I've been running through the jungle. I've been crying with the wolves to get to you. To get to you. To get to you.
BBC Radio 1, Angela's been on saying I'm still at work in London Bridge, but we've just had a pizza Thursday lunch, so that's not bad, is it really? Break up tomorrow, back to Wales. Hello, all the dog groomers. They're working until Christmas Eve, 2 p.m. Their last dog is booked in at 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
You made that sound like all dog groomers up and down the UK.
No, these are the ones that adore a dog.
Oh. Oh, niche. So they're just grooming away right now, right?
Yeah, grooming away. Also, we.
The thing is, you want your dog looking fabulous for Christmas,
you
don't
do. You? You want like a proper blow dryer and that.
Because I was wondering, do hairdressers get extra busy before Christmas Day as well?
Oh, yeah, massively.
Do they?
Because you've got to have a Christmas haircut.
But that's more for Christmas Eve, isn't it? Because I would think Christmas Day is more just about kind of slobbing out and having food.
Yeah, you sort of look good, I think.
Do you? Do you dress up smart? One of my mates was telling me this. He dresses up smart for Christmas Day with his family.
I know people that do that.
Really?
Yeah, like they sort of make an effort. Yeah, yeah. Me, not so much. I think you'll find on Christmas Day morning when I'm here playing the Christmas hits, I'll be wearing some kind of jogging bottom.
Oh, mate, I've been there with you at that time before. And
no effort made.
No, minimal.
Yeah. Hello, Maddie. Her and her mum and dad are on the way to Yorkshire for their Christmas right now. The car is packed to the brim of food and presents. So basically, it's a situation where Maddie can hardly fit in the car because there's so much around her.
She's got cheese in her face.
Yeah, absolutely. Good times. So we do this every year. I've picked a lovely present for Chris's mum.
Oh.
It's under her tree right now. It's been sent. Chris has got no idea what the present is that I've got for his mum. But at 1:40, we're going to call her. She will open the present But Chris has to say on the phone that the present is from him. Those are the rules, even though I sent it.
Worst possible situation. You know, she's buzzing because there's already a few presents under the tree from me under there, and this is one of them.
Then I will call my mum and get her to open the present under her tree. I have to say it's from me, even though I don't know what it is at all, and it's blatantly from Chris. Mm. I mean, this is a chance for us to really stitch each other up every single year.
Yeah.
It's coming at 1:40. Okay, good. So we've reached that time of year. We're right up against Christmas now where... And I do put it off. I'm like, oh, let's do it tomorrow. But we can't put it off anymore because Chris isn't here tomorrow. What are we doing about that, by the way? Have you got a plan?
Oh, I've got a plan. Discussing a bit.
All right. So today's the day where we do have to get presents for each other's mums. So I'm going to call my mum in a minute, get her to open the present. But I have to say that it's from me, even though it's from Chris, and vice versa. It's coming.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, so we do this every year. We pick a present for each other's mums. So I've picked a lovely one for Chris's mum. It's under her tree right now.
Yeah, I should say I've picked a lovely one for your mother as
Thank you. Now, we both have no idea what the presents are. So Chris has no idea what the present is that I've got for his mum. But we're about to call her. Well, Chris is. She's going to open the present. But you have to say the present is from you, okay?
Not from me, from you,
even though you don't know what it is. Yeah. That's the rules. And then we'll do the same with my mum. I'll get her to open the present under her tree. I have to say it's from me, even though it's from him.
Absolutely horrible game, this, because I'm claiming a present that actually isn't really from me, but my mum is going to think it's from me.
Mm-hmm. This is always awkward. I mean, it's a real chance every year for us to stitch each other up.
Who's going first?
I'll go first. I'm going to get out of the way. It's just the moment where you have to ask, so what is it? Do you like it?
I'm going to enjoy this bit.
We ring in the number yet? Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Hello, Mum. It's Scott.
Hi, Scott. You okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, good, thanks.
All set for Christmas?
Yeah, I think so. Just about.
Good. You know, every year it's like become a tradition on the show where we get you to open a present early. We get me and Chris both get our mums to open a present from their sons early.
Yeah.
I know it arrived the other day. It's the one in the blue wrapping under the tree. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see it, yeah.
Oh, good. All right, so do you want to go and get that?
Do you want me to get it?
Yeah, it's actually, you'll really enjoy it. It's something really nice from me this year. Really thought of you. Okay. Got it?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. Obviously, I'll give you the rest of the presents Christmas Day, but let's just open this one now.
Oh, you want me to open it? Yeah,
please, yeah.
Hold on.
I hate this. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what is it?
Oh, wow. Okay, it is a new apron.
Right. Yep, that's the one.
A nice seasonal red apron.
That's the one, yeah, the apron. That's quite nice, isn't it?
It's lovely, very seasonal.
Do you want to open it up? Does it say anything on it, or...?
Yeah, hold on, let's have a look. Serious about sausage.
Good. All right. Do you like that? The apron, I mean.
I do. It's lovely. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Because I know that you sometimes sometimes cook sausages and.
Yeah, I love sausages. Can't beat a good sausage, can you?
Is there any like writing on the packaging as well, or is that it?
Yeah, it's got something written on the packaging.
Oh, good. All right. Yep. Go on then.
You want to know what it says?
Yeah, obviously.
It says, stay protected when things get hot in the kitchen with this sassy little number, complete with the slogan, serious about sausage. This is for the man or woman in your life that cannot get enough of sausage. Whether you're pining for a Cumberland or hungry for a Bratwurst, this apron is the must-have gift for sausage lovers everywhere.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's just your first present, obviously.
Thank you very much.
It's all right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right, Mum. Well, I'll see you at Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Not funny.
I just know she loves a sausage or two.
She doesn't even cook.
Does she not?
No, that looks weird.
Isn't that weird that I thought your mum liked
this?
She's
all about the ready meals.
I didn't even know.
Doesn't even do sausages.
But either way, she sounded excited at the idea. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Where it begins. Okay, it's time for me to sit back, relax and enjoy now. Because you've got to call your mum. She's going to open that present that's under the tree. You say it's from you. You don't know what it is, but it's from me. But you've got to say it's from you, okay?
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Someone's like, why didn't you issue a cringe alert for this? I did ages ago, actually, a high one. Oh, okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Mum. You all right?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good. You're done from school now. I assume you're done.
Yes, yeah. Running around like a mad thing. But yes, we finished on Friday.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. Yeah, I'm just at work at the moment.
Okay.
And you know, every year me and Scott do this thing where we get our mums to open one present early, just as a little treat. And it's really nice because it's just Christmassy. And everyone likes it because they just like hearing our mums open Christmas presents.
So are we doing that again?
Yeah, but what I should say before this, I promise you that I've got you some lovely presents for Christmas Day. I just thought you could open up one early as a treat.
Oh, okay.
And I've put a lot of thought into this one.
As always.
And I think you're really going to like it. So it's the one that's in a kind of greenish wrapping paper under the tree. It's got little pictures of elves on.
Yeah, got it.
Can you see that one?
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, Mum.
Thank you.
I really hope you. You like this.
So you want me to open it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's new.
Do you like it?
Yes. Yeah.
It's definitely the right one that I've got you, isn't it? Remind me what it is again.
It's for life drawing classes.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Now, well, I know somebody who did this a while ago, and it seems like it's quite an interesting thing to do.
A lot of people are doing this kind of thing at the moment. It happens a lot on Hindus and stuff.
Yeah.
So you got the vouchers for that, and what does it say in the card?
Hang on. It says, here's your opportunity to appreciate the human form with this gift of six life drawing six classes. Wow.
Six?
Goodness.
I didn't even realise it was six classes. That's a lot to look at.
Generous.
Yeah.
Yeah, these hands-on sessions will provide you with the opportunity to pay attention to the very finest details of the human body.
Mm.
Put pencil to paper as you appreciate our wide range of models who will bear all in the name of art.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, as I say, it's different, Chris.
So yeah.
You always go one better each year. You will also, you'll also have the opportunity to try out, to try out being a life model. Putting the shoe on the other foot.
What?
Or as in this case, taking it off. Oh, well, Chris, lots of thought gone into that. You really want to see me as a life model?
No, I don't. No.
In a drawing class?
No, there's... anyway, enjoy that. Something to look forward to in 2018.
Yes. So we'll have a chat about this when I see
chat
you.
Chat about it later.
Okay, thanks.
All right, then.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I think I did really well.
Oh, that was... Where do you even get vouchers from to be the life model? Why is that a thing?
Because we were talking about it on the show. Do you remember about your girlfriend going to one on a hen do?
Yeah.
And I thought, that's perfect for your mum.
I don't like the idea of my mum at a life drawing class, because that feels a bit weird.
She'll also get a chance to be the model.
That's so weird. You're really weird.
Before taking it off.
Gross. Do you think they're just getting used to this every year?
Yeah, I think they are a bit.
They need to have a drink together at some point.
They
imagine the things they could talk about. Our sons are so generous. What have they bought you? Oh, it's funny you say that.
Do you remember when
Remember when I got that doormat that says I like it dirty on it? Yeah.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, David. It says, I'm glad I've saved this, but I'm now hitting my best thing of 2017 buzzer. People really enjoyed that today. It's not for us to enjoy. It's for you, really.
Yeah, it's very much not for us.
Any idea when that class will be taking place with Chris's mum? That'll be Ryan off of Huddersfield. Can you not send in things like that, please?
And what was
that's
the line
our mums you're talking
said.
About. What was your mouth
line,
out?
What was the line your mum said? Yeah, and by the way, stop messaging in about the mums. And the, you know who you are, the yeah. messages that are coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you know exactly
that's
what
you mother.
Said. Right, and it's my mother as well. I don't want words like that being used about my mum. Thank you.
It's unbelievable.
I don't see her in that way.
Scott Mills.
Okay, you ready for day 21?
I am ready for this, Scott. Let's do it.
What forgotten gem could be hiding behind door 21 of the Whovent calendar today?
The Whovent calendar with Scott Mills. Let's have a peek behind door number 21.
Guy Cuny is the editor of the technology website News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else, and I'm coming. You got an interview there, so it's a big surprise anyway.
Guy Goma, the man who accidentally got on BBC News when they interviewed the wrong person, but he tried to blag it anyway.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Where it begins.
The Guy Goma Whovent calendar day today is probably one of my favourites. It's so funny to watch. I just had to have another sneaky look.
Yeah, you might not have seen this video. It's a guy that basically ends up on BBC News Channel by mistake.
Yeah, so I can't quite remember the situation, how he's ended up there. He's not meant to be there. He suddenly realises he's on BBC News
yeah.
when the camera cuts to him. And
yeah.
his face is amazing. He just suddenly is like, whoa, I'm on TV.
What happened was, here at the BBC, he got mistaken for a music industry expert in reception. So they're like, are you Guy? I think they had the same name, Guy.
Mm.
And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not him at all.
And then he answers questions about downloading.
I know. So good.
I love him.
Lewis, eating his lunch, says, not a who, a legend. Totally.
True.
Scott Mills.
Stormzy, MNEK, Blinded by Your Grace on Radio 1. It's Scott here. So impressed with myself on bangers this week.
Yeah, you're smashing it, actually,
I'm
aren't
smashing
you?
Smashing it out.
A couple of dubious results, though, I think, but, you know, swung your way.
Well, they're obviously the most popular choices.
Yeah, fair.
2:40 today, we will bring out the bangers again. I've got to tell you that I am 3-0 in the lead right now.
I can't lose today. I've gone so... today's one's massive. Massive.
2:40. And you can call up now, actually, if you want to be on. 03700 100 100. Choose between my anthem or Chris's tune today. 03700 100 100. James Arthur did a special Christmas live lounge today, and it was incredible as part of Rent-A-Greg. Today, trainee nurse Beth got a really special treat for her and for all of those working incredibly hard over Christmas in our National Health Service.
I think this was really sweet, and it really kind of rung true for me, because, like, as you know, my brother's a paramedic.
Yeah.
In fact, he's listening right now with a load of paramedics.
All right, Dom.
And I think, all right, Dom. And I think, yeah, this made this extra special for me.
Yeah, so he introduced his live lounge cover, which was Silent Night. He also did, for all the people working in our health service, the phrase How to Save a Life, which Greg will play again for you on his show later. And also chatted to Clara about the importance of talking about mental health. Also, this one's just come in, actually. Hi, Scott and Chris. I'm a midwife working Christmas Day and Boxing Day. Just want to give a massive high five to all the NHS workers and others who have to work on special days, and lots of love to our families who won't see us. Merry Christmas, that's from Tracy. Thanks very much for that. Okay, James Arthur, putting some soul into the live lounge on Silent Night on Radio 1.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Something new is happening tomorrow on the show. Chris isn't here, but I'm letting him choose who he wants to be on with me.
I decided on this one to try and swap like for like.
Okay.
So what I've organised is I've kind of gone down the sex symbol sort of thing.
Right. I did hear that right, didn't I? You did just say sex symbol like for like.
So what I've decided is that...
you've got me a replacement hunk.
Yeah. Something to look at.
Right.
And
obviously, I get that every day, so why change it?
Here's the thing, right? It's going to be... here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to have three people... And you've got to work out which one is...
What? So one of them is doing the show?
One of them is actually going to be doing the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I'm not here.
Okay, we'll do this at 3:10. Intrigued.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That's a weird idea, but okay.
We'll go with it.
Yes, Colby.
How's it going, guys? You okay?
All good. I hear that you're super organised for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I bought all my presents 3 weeks ago. Can't wait to give them and see everybody's happy faces.
Oh, that's so nice. It's good, isn't it, giving?
Yeah, I love giving.
You're completely the opposite to Chris, in fact, who has done nothing.
Oh, dear.
No, nothing.
Literally nothing. I have to send him screenshots of what he needs to get his mum, his brother, dad, girlfriend.
Well, the original plan was that we were going to go and do the annual Christmas shop after the show, but you've already said you're not free.
I am not free,
so I'm going to be riding solo.
Well, you said, I'll do it tomorrow. Then you realised halfway through our conversation you're not here tomorrow.
Mm.
Maybe the person that steps in for you can do your Christmas shopping.
That's such a good idea. That's such a good idea.
Okay, Colby, who do you normally pick on bangers?
To be fair, I do prefer Chris's music taste, but I usually go with Scott on bangers.
Oh, all right.
That's weird. How does that work?
How does that work, though?
I don't know. I think you pull out like the old school bangers.
All right.
I think like it's good to like go back and listen to
all
something
right.
different
Both
every
ways.
Now and then. So.
Check mine out today, then. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this. I mean, it's not banging, but it'll be a moment if we play Hey There, Delilah by Plain White Tees.
My word is good. Oh, I like this song.
It's
I know
quite
what you
cute.
Mean. It's, yeah. Oh, it is good. All right, you can have that banger choice. Oh, I've really gone for a banger today.
Oh.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? This is Linkin Park in the end. Come on, I've got to win with this. I need this one today.
Ooh, I can tell by that choice that someone's panicking.
Yeah, it's a tough choice. They're both brilliant songs. I don't know, it's a very tough decision.
That's what they all say.
I do like both songs, to be fair. I think one of them's been overplayed as of the recent years, so I do prefer one, and it's probably going to have to be Chris's.
Yes.
Come on.
I knew that would win.
I've been asked to record something here, Scott.
It's
for the gaming show. On BBC iPlayer.
Right.
So I got handed this bit of paper just at the start of the show, and someone said, do you mind reading this? And then we can use it for the adverts or for whatever it is that they use it for the gaming show.
Right. Why are you doing this on the air?
Because I wanted to tell you that they expressly asked that you don't do it before you hear me do this and then get annoyed that I'm doing this and you're not.
Who said that?
Derek. He said that you're not an authority on gaming, so therefore you shouldn't be the voice of this. I think it was originally they said about having you on, and then they decided against it last minute, so they gave the paper to me.
Oh, Derek,
so do you mind if I just quickly bosh this out?
Oh, Derek. I mean, probably not also the world's biggest expert on gaming.
No, not really, but I play more games than you. Have you ever played a computer game?
Yes.
Always wonder that.
Yeah.
Not what?
I can't remember. It just does nothing for
Golden
me.
GoldenEye. Space Invaders.
Right. I thought better of Derek, but there we are.
The Gaming Show, available now on BBC iPlayer.
Again.
Do it in a different voice?
Mm-hmm.
The Gaming Show, available now on BBC iPlayer.
No.
The Gaming Show.
What's that?
Pete Tong.
The Gaming Show.
The Gaming Show, available now on BBC iPlayer.
Because that's just do it in your voice.
The Gaming Show, available now on BBC iPlayer.
Sound more excited?
The Gaming Show.
No,
available now.
Too excited.
The Gaming Show, available now. Don't laugh in the background. That doesn't help. The Gaming Show, available now on BBC iPlayer. That'll do, won't it?
Fine.
You're looking aggy now.
I think it's a bit rude.
Rude?
You don't know anything about games. So they specifically asked me not to do it, did they?
They said, in Derek's words, you're not an authority on gaming.
All right, well, next time Derek asks me to do something, I'd think twice about it, won't I? Right, we're trying something new out, which was Chris's idea. And I think it's fine. But I'm kind of handing over control completely to you now.
Okay, so here's how it's going to work. I'm off tomorrow. But I'm going to get you a replacement, like for like. I've got three people who are on the line, and I think it's safe to say they're three sex symbols.
Do you actually refer to yourself like all the time as a sex symbol?
No, not really. No, definitely not.
You think you're quite hot, don't you?
No, you do, I don't.
Otherwise, why are you saying that?
I think it depends.
There's an element of truth in there.
See, what I think? I think the reality with someone like me is it takes the right picture.
Yeah.
And if the picture's right, then I could look kind of hot.
Okay.
Never in person.
No?
Nah.
Just in photos,
so.
Yeah.
But look, anyway, that's besides the point here. I'm off tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so three people, one of them will host the show with you tomorrow. What I thought we'd do is a little game, and you've got to work out.
It's ridiculous.
Work out.
You're
going
to be on Radio 1.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
I've got three of the best.
All right, so I just go to the lines, right?
Okay. Line one.
All right. Yeah. Line one, who are you and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Gavin from Waterglass, and I'm going to be doing the show with Scott tomorrow.
Oh my God, that's actual Gavin. What a legend.
Amazing, right? So that's one of the options there.
Right. Hi, Gavin.
Hello.
You don't have any previous radio experience. I know you're obviously on TV. We're on TV a fair bit.
Well, yeah, for a short amount of time.
Mm. It's fair to say you are a sort of sex symbol, sex icon, whatever you want to call it.
Well, if you say so, Chris.
Why did they? Why have they stopped using you on TV? Because I could launch some kind of campaign to get you back on.
They like to share it around, not to share the love.
Right, Gavin. Well, I might see you tomorrow.
Wonderful. Look forward to it.
Not expecting that. Right, so Gavin from Autoglass is my...
Yes, first option.
My first option. Line two, who are you and where are you from?
My name's Ian Sterling, voice of Love Island, and I'm doing the show with you tomorrow, Scott.
Voice of Love Island, Ian Sterling there.
Yeah, so that's the line two potential there.
You did say that you were sorting a hunk, Chris, and you're not wrong.
No, so far two out of two on the hunk front.
Yeah.
What's the crack with you and Christmas? Are you sort of done for Christmas apart from this?
I'm just, you know, back to the family, chilling out, eating some turkey, the worst type of meat.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're free, actually, at this time of year, because most people in showbiz have clocked out.
I've clocked out, but this is such an honour, I'm clocking back in.
Right.
For one afternoon.
Yeah.
What we want to know, by the way, is was there a Love Island Christmas party?
If there was, I wasn't invited to it.
Oh, I'm so sorry for bringing it up.
Scott, so far... Who would you like more out of Gavin from Autoglass?
I can't choose that.
So can't choose. All right, well, would you like a line three option?
Okay, let's do that.
All right, well, I've got something very special lined up for line three. So the person who could be presenting the show with you tomorrow is this sex symbol.
Line three, who are you and where are you from?
Hi, Scott, it's Mum here. I'm doing the show with you tomorrow.
Oh, my word.
Yes, Scott's mum.
What do you mean? Hello, Mum, again. You're doing the show, are you?
I'm doing this show with you tomorrow.
Always fancied it, haven't you?
Always fancied it.
Yeah. I guess from your point of view, Scott's mum, what you've done is you've seen Scott have a massive success on the radio and thought, maybe it's in the genes. Because technically half of the success here.
You never know. I mean, where would he be without me?
Right, exactly.
Sure, I wouldn't really.
It was true, he would sound so different if you weren't involved.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't exist.
I wouldn't exist, no. quick science.
but what I'm saying is you've had significant impact on the radio career.
Well, I'd like to think so.
Where's this massive mum ego suddenly come from?
She's suddenly gone, oh, I'll have a bit of that.
Never interested in the limelight.
Well, maybe she read things this year and suddenly thought, oh, maybe this is the job for me.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm not getting any younger, am I?
Right, don't say that. You're not going to be on Radio 1.
Yeah. Now or never, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that you're going for Radio 1 as well.
I know. All right, then, well, I might see you tomorrow. Weird.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Yeah. I look forward to it.
Yeah. And you can bring that present that Scott got you as well. That'd be nice.
All right, Mum. Might see you tomorrow then.
Okay, darling. Bye.
Okay, the show starts at 1. I know you don't listen.
Okay, bye.
Well, I wasn't expecting any of those. So we'll find out who is hosting the show with me tomorrow after this. Mum's got loads of fans.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's definitely something to consider, isn't it, if it turns out not to be her.
Mm.
But a lot of people hoping that it is your mum.
So Chris has decided who's going to replace him tomorrow. My co-host is either going to be Gavin from Autoglass, Ian Sterling, voice of Love Island, or my mum.
Hearing you say it like that is amazing. Or my mum.
So, well, my co-host for tomorrow, please reveal themselves.
Scott, it's me, Ian Sterling. I'm doing the show tomorrow.
Hey.
Chris, you've really pulled it out of the bag here.
I know,
you?
Right? Like, the biggest voice of the year,
right,
so to speak. And I mean, does that insult you, Scott?
No.
Somewhat? No.
And you've swapped sex symbol for sex symbol.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought I needed a sex symbol to replace me. And I think, Ian, you've had a good year on that front, haven't you? You're generally regarded as that from what I've been reading.
Yeah. I found out this year that I've got a voice that suggests I look terrible.
Well, listen, I will see you tomorrow. Well, I was going to say at one, but get here a bit before.
I'll be there. I'll be there a good few minutes before. We can go through some stuff. We can do Christmas party plans. It's going to be the best.
Ian, amazing. I guarantee you will be here before Scott tomorrow. That is my bet, and I'm willing to put £10 on that.
Right, that's rude.
I'll see you when I see you, Scott.
Yeah,
mate.
I'll see you when I see you. Let's keep it vague. See you tomorrow.
See you there, boys.
Right, let me quickly say bye to the people who aren't doing the show with me tomorrow. Gavin from Autoglass, I'm kind of gutted it's not you.
Well, I'm me, but you never know what the future can hold. Exactly. You never know. Well, to be honest, I've got no moral, so I'll take anything. Do you know what I mean?
Thanks, Gavin.
See you later.
Bye-bye. And Mum, it's not you either doing the show.
No, I can't. Sorry.
I can't.
I was asked.
Yeah, I was first choice, but I'm not available. All right, well, I'll see you at Christmas anyway.
Okay, darling.
Love ya.
Love you too.
I'm excited to have Ian on tomorrow, though.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant.
Ian Sterling on the show tomorrow. The man that was very sassy as the voiceover on Love Island.
It's Kim and Amber's turn. Kim thinks Amber's an angel who's fallen from heaven. Well, Amber thinks Kim's a hairdresser who's fallen from Romford. Romford!
Oh, he's going to sass me tomorrow, isn't he? So Ian Sterling's on the show. And then, Chris, you're back. We're on breakfast between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here on BBC Radio 1. Chris has pointed something out from... something that Nick Jonas said the other day about The Rock's diet. This is from the Radio 1 movies with Ali Plum.
Yeah, so he was going through what The Rock eats on set, and it's relentless.
What would you say was the most rockiest moment when you were on set?
Lots of cod. A lot of cod. Rice, cod, more cod.
Mm-hmm.
Look over and think, oh, cod again. What's on the menu today, Dwayne?
Card.
That's why he looks like he does, though. Playground Insults doing so well on the internet right now with Kevin Hart and The Rock.
I'm going to go with, your head looks like a long breast. Like a long, succulent breast.
Like with the areola right on my forehead.
Areola is right on your forehead. You got a nipple here.
Guys, don't encourage him.
I honestly think it's the best Playground Insults yet. We get two Hollywood stars, put them in front of each other, lower the lights, make it tense, and then they just do really silly, childish insults at each other. It's a good video.
Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot. Never hot. Scrap. Skitty cat cat. Boom. 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths. Everyday man's on the block. Smoke trees.
This is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Hello to the boys at Oxwich Bay. About to finish up for the holidays. Also, we've got Jack in Winchester, who has finished for Christmas. It's happening more and more now. Also, we've got Sarah driving home from uni in Oxford. So tomorrow on the show, we have got Ian Sterling off of Love Island. He was like the voice of the summer, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's be wicked having him on the show. Shame it's not your mum as well, but we could do her another time, couldn't we? Get her on.
I'm just not sure that it's very Radio 1 getting my mum on, do you know what I mean?
Could be funny.
Yeah, I mean, she would freak, but yeah. We called each other's mums earlier to do that thing where we give Christmas presents, but we have to say they're from us.
Mm.
That was really awkward. I hope your mum likes her gift, though.
Thank you. Well, yeah. I'll be seeing her over Christmas. I'm not going to see you now until until after Christmas. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm on my own on Christmas Day, but I'll see you Boxing Day.
Boxing Day, yes.
I've completely forgot your present anyway, so we're kind of
doing with Boxing Day, right?
BBC Radio 1.
Well, Chris, that's you done.
It's me done.
Have
clocked
a lovely,
off.
Lovely Christmas.
I will see you. Well, I'll see you very soon.
I'll see you Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
Day. All right. And I'm back tomorrow from 1 with Ian Sterling off of Love Island, chosen by Chris. Scott Mills.